This is Fighting Owls Basketball.
Courtside at the APGFCU Arena, Ken Krasolovic back with you, where Hartford has defeated Hagerstown in women's basketball 81-49. We are joined by the leading scorer for the Fighting Owls tonight, Dara Walker. Thanks for stopping on by, Dara.
Thank you.
Tell us about tonight's game. You struggled really in the first half, the first quarter especially, couldn't buy a basket. Finally, the later stages of the second quarter kind of got on stride and led by 16 and a half, then really pulled it away in the third quarter, and that's when you got hot.
Right. The first half, my shooting was off. Coach told me I was leaning a little bit to my shot, and I just wasn't shooting how I normally shoot. Back at halftime, he just told me to just do what I do, calm down, and have confidence in my shot, and just pick it up for my teammates. And my teammates do a really good job of keeping me level-headed and giving me confidence, keep shooting.
Well, you had 15 points in the second half to wind up with 20 for the ball game. Your average at 14.6 a contest. So you got your average and then some. Numbers matter? Do you think about it at all? Some players do it. It's not a bad thing at some stages, especially when you're winning big.
No, to me, numbers don't really matter. I mean, of course, I want to give my team as much as I can, but at the end of the game, I don't remember if I had 5 or 20. As long as we're up, that's all I'm really worried about, is if I'm contributing to my team as much as possible.
What's made this team so good? You struggled in the first quarter here tonight. I think you had 17 points and probably the low for a quarter all season.
Yeah.
But then really found your stride. What makes this offense click? And the defense has just been really what turns so many points offensively to happen.
I think we're just a run-and-go team, and we're going to keep shooting regardless. Like, nothing is going to get in our way of our confidence. So, yeah, even though we're missed some, we're also going to make some. So, and once it clicks, that's all we need. Usually that third quarter, we come out and we kind of read the team a little bit and know what their tendencies are in the first half, and we come out third quarter strong and finish out the game.
Because of the makeup games, you have a really tough stretch, really, to finish the regular season here. Playing tonight, then you got tomorrow off, but games on Thursday against Cecil, Friday here against Southern Maryland, then Monday against ASA. That's a tough end to the regular season in terms of number of games in a compact number of days. How are you going to approach the rest of this?
I mean, so far this whole season, I mean, we've been going since September, so I think that's what this is all about. That's what practicing every day and coming in and working hard every day is all about, is for moments like these when we hit roads in the bump and we can still stick together and finish out strong. So I don't think this is going to affect us at all. We're just going to come out and do what we do.
Dara Walker of the Fighting Owls out of Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. Thanks for stopping on by, and congratulations on your game-high 20 points.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.